If you have a barrel, which is, or a jar, which was broken in the upper wine press. Okay, so this is an interesting case. You've got a wine press which had two levels. You've got your upper level where they used to walk on the grapes and squish them out. And then the juice used to flow through a pipe into a lower level. And what's going on over here is in the lower level, you've got chulin. You've got normal produce, which is impure. It's impure. And what happens is in the upper level, you break a jar of truma, right? You break a jar of truma. And it's flowing down in towards the lower level. So if it gets to the produce in the lower level, it's going to become impure. You don't want it to get there. But all you've got to stop it is impure vessels. So you can't, if you stop it with the impure vessels, you're going to make it impure. So what do? Do you leave it? Do you stop it with the impure vessels? If you leave it and it flows into the bottom produce, then the bottom produce is also going to become unusable because you're going to have impure truma, impure because it touches it, the impure produce at the bottom. So you've got impure truma mixed in to other impure produce, and there's nothing you can do with it, right? You're going to ruin the bottom produce as well. So what do you do in this case over here? What's this, what do you do? Moide Rebbe Eliezer v'Rebbe Yeshua. So Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua agree. Shim yachol hatzil mimin revis b'tahara. If you can run away and get a pure vessel, and you could at least save a revis, about 150 mils, right? So even just like one cup of wine that is flowing down towards the bottom, yatzil. That's what you should do. At least if you can save a little bit, you should go and save it. Vim lav, and if you can't even save that amount, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, his opinion is, tered v'titame v'al t'me'ena b'yadav. You should just let it flow down and become impure in the bottom produce, rather than make it impure with your hands. If you take those impure vessels and you catch it, you'll save the bottom produce, but what you've done is you've made truma impure. And you're not allowed to make truma impure. You're not allowed to do that. So rather than making the truma impure with the vessels, you should rather just let it flow down and it will become impure automatically. But at least it's not by your hand. And that's what Rebbe Eliezer says you should do. We'll see later in Mishnah 11 that Rebbe Yeshua disagrees with that. But Rebbe Eliezer says you don't touch it. You just let it flow down. It will hit the bottom produce, which is impure. It will become impure. And at least that wasn't directly through your hand. At least that was a process, an automatic kind of process.